This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
She said to the ants, enter into your habitations, your houses, lest Suleiman and his army would crush you and they don't know. When they study the ants, they realize the ant is the most successful of all of the creatures on earth. Right now, for every human being, there is about 20 million ants for every one of you. There's about 12,000 species of ants. The biomass of ants, if you put all the masses of ants together, it reaches 1/4 of the biomass of all living things. Ants live on every single continent except the South Pole itself. But what is important about the ant is that the ant is polite. The ant does not think about himself or herself. The ants think about the other ones. And so you will get a collective of ants where there is 10 million ants in a colony and they all think with one mind. Remember the Quran? Min nafsin wahida. Human beings were created from one entity. The ants were also created, but they keep their mind. They relate to all of the other ants as one. So the ant is polite. One ant can lift 50 times his weight. It's like one of you lifting up a Mack truck. But because he has this strength, what does he do? Does he use the strength against the other ants? No. They will live and they will die for each other. And when a study was done of the ants, Argentinian ants, they blocked the rows of the ants, and every time it got difficult, the more difficult it got is the more polite the ants got with each other. The more polite they were. And so the ants, the essence of the ant is character. The Prophet ﷺ said, Bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent in order to complete the best in character. The ant, the more difficult you make it for the ant, is the more polite and more cooperation they have. I looked at a row of ants. I spent 20 minutes in South Africa looking at a row of ants. Every single ant that meets another ant, he gives them salams. They give salams with their antennas, and they send a chemical message. And if there is three ants that is moving, and the one ant meets him, he gives salams to the emir, and then he gives a nod to the other two. Every single time, he will not pass an ant without giving salams. The Prophet ﷺ said, the time would come when there would be amongst the Muslim a salam al-khas. There would be a special salams that they would give only to their friends and not to other Muslims. The ants also carry out the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People cry about neocons. They cry about Texas and the neocons and what they've done to North American society. Right now in Texas, it is reported, and it came to us in our paper, in 2002, there was a new type of ant who came into Texas. There was only a few hundred in 2002. Right now, there are millions of this ant. What is the strange thing about the ant? This ant only attacks electronic equipment. They are destroying all of the corporations. They have reached the NASA space installation. So the Russians have called into America and say, what is happening with our spaceships? The ants are attacking. And when they spray the poison on a row of the ants, they die, and the second row has adapted to the poison. When you are amongst the ants, there is no revolution amongst ants. Rebellion is futile. Everybody gets their rights. They are cooperative, complete ta'awun. Complete cooperation with their fellow beings. They are created from one soul, one entity. Min nafsin wahida. And so we need to take the example from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more difficult it got for the ants is the more polite they are with each other. The more their economic circumstances go down, they will sacrifice their life for another ant. This is an example for human beings. Believe that they are the highest of creation. But we can go to the highest level, or we can go to the lowest level of asfal as-safilin, Well, iyadu billah. May Allah protect us from greed, from pride, and from hasad, from envy and jealousy. May Allah protect us from this, and may Allah unite us and give us the example from the world of the insects, and accept our prayers and dua, and have mercy on all those who have fallen under xenophobia and hatred and fear. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah, al-wahid al-ahad, al-fardu samad, al-ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Wa usalli wa usallam ala khatim al-anbiya'i wa mursaleen, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, wa ba'd. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the life that He has given to us, and we ask Allah to accept us and to make us of those who will live and die in the example of the last and greatest prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, alayhi after salatu wasalam. And we know that Allah has given us guidance, and He has said to us in His glorious book, Mukhbiran wa amira, Inna Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wardallahu ala al-khulafa al-rashideen. Abu Bakr Uthman, Abu Bakr Umar Uthman wa Ali. Wa anna bi rahmatik ya arham ar-rahimin. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha. Wa ma kunna li nahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان وخصوصا في بيت المقدس في فلسطين يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريدا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله يرحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قم الصلاة